Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you need a vacation?
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Yes, I always want a vacation. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our show is Beautiful Bali. Beautiful Bali. Pauline, have you ever been to Bali?
No, but I have friends who have gone. They love it. I really want to go someday.
Well, maybe today's show will give you some ideas for your trip. Why don't you just get started? And friends, you can read along with us. Friends, make sure to follow along with Pauline.
Trina is ready for her next trip. But where is she going? She is going to Bali. Bali is a tropical island. She can enjoy the sun there. She can go to the beach. She can sit on the sand or swim in the ocean. She can hike, too. Bali has some tall mountains.
Thanks for that reading help, Pauline. But what do you know about Bali already?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know very much. I do know that Bali is an island in the Pacific Ocean. It's in Southeast Asia. Ooh, but I have a question. I'm a little embarrassed I don't know this, but is Bali a country?
Hey, that's a good question. No, it's not. It's actually part of a country called Indonesia.
Oh, okay. I'm going to learn a lot today. And I hope you do too, friends. Let's learn now with Christina. She's here to teach us our keywords for today.
Hello, Trina 已经准备好要展开下一趟的旅行了。She is ready for her next trip. 名词 trip 就是旅行、旅程。她要去印尼的巴厘岛 Bali. Bali is an island. Bali 是一个岛屿。岛屿就是 island, 它的 S 不发音。你可以在那里享受阳光沙滩。只要是喜欢游泳的人一定会喜欢那里。You can enjoy swimming there.游泳就是 swim, 尤其是在蔚蓝的大海中游泳更是最大的享受。Do you like to swim in the ocean? 名词 ocean 就是海洋。除了海，巴厘岛也有很多的山，你可以去爬山。You can hike too. 动词 hike 就是爬山健行。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now here's your host,
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Well, it's time for us to talk about travel again, and we have our favorite travel agent with us, Ms. Trina Travel. Hello Trina, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. I'm ready for my next trip.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a tropical island. I can enjoy the sun there.
Good idea. It's so cold here now.Which island are you going to?
I'm going to Bali. The beaches are beautiful there.
I love beaches.
Hey, guess who's back on Rob's show?
Of course, it's Trina Travel, and she's ready for her next trip. Peter, what does the word trip mean?
Well, a trip is when you leave your home and go to another place for a few days or something like that.
People take trips for different reasons. Some people have to travel for their job. They go on business trips.
Right. Vacation's a lot more fun than a business trip. Well, I go on trips to visit my family in other parts of the United States.
When I was younger, I went on family trips.This means the whole family goes somewhere together. We would relax, play, and spend time together as a family in a different place, like the beach.
Well, it sounds like Trina has a fun trip planned. She's going to the tropical island of Bali.
An island is land that is surrounded by water. Australia, Taiwan, and Japan...are all examples of islands.
Tropical islands are usually hot and sunny and beautiful. I think of palm trees and beaches when I hear the words tropical islands.
Me too. And Trina says there are beautiful beaches in Bali. Christina, can you tell us more about the word beaches?
Rob 非常喜欢海滩，他说 I love beaches。有没有注意到 beach 的复数是在字尾加 es， 要念成 beaches， beaches。一般名词的单数变复数都是在字尾加 s， 比如说 cats， trips， days， cars， 或者 games。但是 beach 的尾音是 ch， 如果直接加 s 的音的话。ch 跟 s 的音连在一起真的很难念，所以碰到字尾有 ch 的音的时候，复数就要加 es， 而且念成 beaches。我们来多看几个例子，练习一下发音。例如 bench， benches； lunch， lunches； church， churches； 还有 watch， watches。其实除了字尾是 ch 之外，还有其他一些名词的音是字尾直接加 s， 会很难念的。它们变复数也是需要加 es。以后碰到的时候，我们再来练习哦。
Thanks, Christina. Rob's right. Now is the perfect time to go to Bali.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it's winter here. It's cold. Look at us. We're wearing scarves. We could be wearing too.It would be nice to go and enjoy the beaches and sun in Bali right now.
I do love beaches.
I love beaches.
Great, we both love beaches.
No, Pauline, I love beaches.
Okay, Peter, we can both love beaches.
Well, sure, Pauline, but I love beaches. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I love the beach.
I love the beach.
我很爱海滩。
I'm going to the beach.
I love the beach.
I'll enjoy the sun.
I love the beach.
I'll sit on the sand.
I love the beach.
I'll swim in the ocean.
I love the beach. Can I go too?
Sure. You can drive.
Oh.I love the beach.
I love the beach.
我很爱海滩。
Calendar phrase is always fun, and I think this is one we can all agree with. I love the beach.
Well, then you really should go to Bali, Pauline. Trina says the beaches are beautiful there.
Oh, that does sound wonderful. Oh, and you know what?That's a really nice sentence pattern, too. Let's get Rebecca to help us practice it. Hey, everyone. Yes, it's time to learn something new in Use It. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, here's the sentence pattern you are going to learn. The noun or adjective there. Let's look at some examples.The cars are cheap there. Or you could also say, the food is nice there. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's try using it now.
Okay, I went to my favorite Mexican restaurant yesterday. The food is very spicy there.
That was very good practice.Okay, friends, now let's take a short break, and then we'll be back for more. We'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we're talking about travel, something we all enjoy.
That's right. Trina Travel is in the studio talking to Rob about Bali right now. Let's join her to learn more about that interesting place.
Yes, now I'm thinking of visiting this country, Indonesia. That's where Bali is. It's warm, it's beautiful, and the beaches are beautiful. All right, let's take a look at this conversation together. Then we'll learn about it as well.
At the beach, I can sit on the sand. I can swim in the ocean.
What else can you do in Bali?
You can eat delicious food. You can hike, too.
Are there mountains in Bali?
Yes. You can see beautiful views from the top.
I have one more question.
What is it?
May I go with you?
So, Peter, what do you like to do at the beach?
Well, I love swimming. I love the warm sun, and I love building sandcastles.
Ooh, that's fun. Many people like to lay on the beach and just relax, but I don't really like that. I like to walk on the beach and look for seashells or take pictures.
Do you like to swim in the ocean?
Oh, yes. Although the salt water can hurt my eyes sometimes, and I don't like to swim in the ocean if the waves are too big or if there are lots of rocks.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds a little dangerous. Not all beaches are safe for swimming. But Trina says that in Bali, there are beaches where you can swim in the ocean.
Great. What else can you do in Bali?
You can eat the delicious food. And you can also go hiking.
Really? Peter, to hike usually means to walk up a mountain. Are there actually mountains in Bali?
Yes. Trina says you can see beautiful views from the top.
Nice. It sounds like Bali really does have a lot of natural beauty to enjoy. Peter, if you had to choose, would you rather go to the beach or to the mountains?
Well, hopefully I can do both. But I think I would enjoy a nice relaxing time on the beach.
Okay. I always think it's interesting to see mountains in different parts of the world. Where I am from, mountains are usually rocky and snowy on top.
Right. Me too. But there probably isn't any snow on these mountains in Bali.
That's right. I know. Also, when I hear the word mountain, I imagine pine trees. Those are like the trees we use for Christmas trees. Those are the kinds of trees I see in my mountains at home. But again, I think Bali is different.
Good point. It is always fun to see what's different in other countries.
Peter, may I ask you a question?
Of course. What's your question?
Actually, I don't have a question. I just wanted to use that sentence because Christina wants to teach us that sentence pattern. Christina?
我们来学一个简单、好学又好用的句子。Trina 把巴厘岛说得那么好，说得 Rob 都想去了。她说 ,May I go with you? 我可以跟你一起去吗？你可以用 May I 这个问句，很有礼貌地征求对方的同意或者是提出请求。比如说 ,May I come in? 我可以进来吗？May I have another coffee? 我可以再要一杯咖啡吗? May I invite you to my party this Saturday? 我可以邀请你参加周六的派对吗?像这样子不难的句子,我们很多人虽然学会了,但是碰到需要说的时候,却不见得说得出口。这该怎么办呢?请你现在就想想自己的生活中,在哪些情况下可以用到这些问句,然后照情境造出十个问句来。多多练习，到时候才能用得自然哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, at the end of Rob's show, he makes a joke. First, he says, May I ask you a question? Trina thinks that he asks about Bali, but instead he asks, May I go with you?
Okay, friends, that is pretty funny. I think we would all like to go with Trina Travel.
Yes, every time she comes to the studio, she shares about a fun place. It's fun to talk about, but I am ready to go on vacation and see Bali.
Me too. I want her job. Although, I do like this job. I want both jobs.
Okay, okay. Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Trip. Trip. Lisa is taking a trip to China.
Island. Island. Taiwan is an island.
Swim. Swim. Let's swim in the lake.
Ocean. Ocean. We can sit on the beach by the ocean.
Hike. Hike. Hike up the mountain with me. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our show one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Well, it's time for us to talk about travel again. And we have our favorite travel agent with us, Ms. Trina Travel. Hello, Trina. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. I'm ready for my next trip.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a tropical island. I can enjoy the sun there.
Good idea. It's so cold here now. Which island are you going to?
I'm going to Bali. The beaches are beautiful there.
I love beaches.
At the beach, I can sit on the sand. I can swim in the ocean.
What else can you do in Bali?
You can eat delicious food. You can hike, too.
Are there mountains in Bali?
Yes. You can see beautiful views from the top.
I have one more question.
What is it?
May I go with you?
Trina Travel said you can eat delicious food in Bali. This made me curious, so I went on the internet and read about Indonesian food. Have you ever tried Indonesian food, Peter?
Yes, I have. I have a friend. His name is Josh. He is from Indonesia, and he cooked me some Indonesian food. There are a lot of spices, and the food can be spicy too. I especially like all the curries that they have.
Ooh, I do like curry. I have never tried Indonesian food before, but I really want to try their rice. I read that they make a rice with coconut milk and spices. It sounds delicious.
Yes, that does sound delicious, and all this food behind us looks very delicious too. So maybe we can look at one or two of them together. Can you think of one of them?
Well, as you can see up behind me, there is a grilled fish. I hear that that is one of their special dishes.
Ooh, that does sound good. I love fish. When I was a kid, I didn't like fish too much, but now I eat it quite often. Especially in Asia, you have to try the fish.
Nice. Well, it sounds like they do a lot of meat dishes. I think there's one where they put chicken on sticks and they grill it. It's supposed to be really good, but I wouldn't get to enjoy that one.
Well, I can't wait to try all this food, but we're out of time. Friends, I hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Goodbye, James. I'm ready for my next trip.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm going to Bali.
Where's Bali?
It's a tropical island. Somewhere.
What will you do there?
First, I'll go to the beach and enjoy the sun.
That sounds nice.
And then I'll sit on the sand. Later, I'll swim in the ocean.
That's fun. What else?
After that, I'll hike up the tall mountain.
Good for you.
And then I'll swing in the trees.
Sounds great. How will you get there?
Huh?
How will you get to Bali?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that.
All right, it's Monday, so that means we can practice some questions and answers together. Here's question number one. Where is Trina going? Where is Trina going?
You can find the answer in conversation A. She is going to Bali. Question number two. What do you do at a beach? What do you do at a beach? Okay, let's listen to some answers from some of our friends.
What do I do at a beach? I do the same thing as you. I sit in the sand. I enjoy the sunshine. I eat bananas. I go swimming in the ocean. I eat more bananas. I really love the beach, don't you? It's the best place around. Well, except for the jungle and the jungle cafe.
What do I do at a beach? I do lots of things at the beach. When I go to a beach, one thing I always do is play in the water. It is so fun to play in the water, especially if it's a very hot day and the water is nice and cool. Something I also do at the beach is put on sunscreen. My skin is very pale.
What do I do at a beach?
Well, I love to eat at a beach.
I'm not at a beach right now, but I love to eat at a beach because it is so relaxing. Also, I like to read a book at a beach. The sound of the waves and the beautiful weather, it is so relaxing. And of course, I sometimes go for a swim at the beach too.
What do I do at a beach? Wow, I like to do so many things when I go to the beach. I like to sit out in the sun. I like to collect seashells. I especially like to go surfing. I like to catch big waves and ride them. Or I even like to catch small waves, like on a longboard. I always have a good time when I go to the beach. Friends, thanks for joining us today. It's always fun to talk about beautiful places and fun places to go. We'll see you next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.